This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The Jewish people are in the midst of preparing for the High Holy Days, Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the new year, and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Today, Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein talks about this spiritual journey and preparation.
We are in the weeks leading up to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year, and then is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. But the month before Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is a very auspicious month. It's called, in Hebrew, the month of Elul, and what it means is, I am to my beloved, and my beloved is to me. Who is it talking about when it's talking about the beloved? We're talking about the relationship between us and God. Now, we use the expression during the month of Elul that the king is in the field. What does that mean, that the king is in the field? You imagine a king over a kingdom, and he always sits in his big castle, and if you need something or you want to tell him something and share your heart, you have to write a letter. And then suddenly, once a year, the king goes out to see his kingdom. And suddenly then you could approach him. You can go up and talk to him. He wants to hear what you're saying. And that's the time we're in now. And so what do we do during the month of Elul? How do we get close to our beloved and him get close to us? One way is through prayer. This is a month of prayer. That leads to the second thing we do. We have repentance. And the third thing is to give charity. It's a time to give lots of charity, because we know when God sees us helping each other, he wants to help us. This is what we do during the month of Elul.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Check out Yael Eckstein's book, Holy Land Reflections, a collection of inspirational insights from Israel, at holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.